Hello, welcome to the guided meditation for sticking to your goals and resolutions. I'm Margaret Mills from Global Movement Makers and Luminarian, the science to illuminate your mind. Today, I'm going to teach you a guided meditation practice you can use to create the mindset needed to stick to your goals and resolutions. And at the end of this guided meditation, I will share the science behind this meditation and why it's so powerful. So let's get started. I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit down where you can rest your head, your neck, your back. Relax your arms. Let them rest comfortably beside you. Relax your head and your shoulders, your face, your neck, your tongue, your jaw. Allow your eyes to gently close and take a nice deep breath, nice and slow, and then just release it. And then when you release it, allow all the thoughts and emotions and the tension in your body to just fall away with the release of your breath. Let's do that again. As you inhale, fill your lower belly first with air, and then allow the breath to fill into your chest. And bring the breath all the way up into your collarbone. And then just allow it to all just go. Just let go. Let go of your breath, along with the thoughts and emotions and the tension in your body. And on your next breath, allow your breath to slow down and to deepen, but you don't need to control it. Just allow it to be natural and slow. And as you bring the breath in, bring all your awareness and attention to the tip of your nose where the breath enters your body. Using your diaphragm, fill your lower belly first, then your chest and up to your collarbone. And as you release the breath this time, release it slowly through your nose and feel the warmth of your air as the breath leaves the body. Allow each breath to continue to deepen and to slow down. And on your next in-breath, as you bring your attention to the tip of your nose, allow your awareness to follow the breath in through your body, down the back of your throat, down your windpipe, and follow the breath all the way down into the lower belly. And then let your awareness follow the breath as it travels back out, up the windpipe and out through the nose. And on the next breath, as you follow the path of the breath, imagine the color the breath takes as it enters the body. Each breath in brings nourishing life and energy. What color is that nourishing light for you? Imagine the breath coming into your body as the color of that nourishing light. And as you follow the breath inward and downward, imagine that a ball of light is forming down in your lower abdomen. So each breath in brings more light and energy and warmth to this ball of energy. And each breath out takes out with it anything that no longer serves you. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, tension, just let it out so that your body is filling more and more with the light and the healing energy. And it's filling up and creating this ball of light, spinning and circling inside you. And as you breathe in, and as you follow the flow of the healing light from the tip of your nose to your lower belly, imagine the ball of light growing, expanding, getting comfortably warm, so that it fills your entire insides.
And as you slowly breathe out, the ball of energy contracts, releasing anything that no longer serves you. And as it contracts, it gets warmer, denser, fuller. And on your next breath in, I invite you to allow the ball of light to expand till it fills your entire abdomen. And then suspend your breath for 4 or 5 seconds. Take the breath in and hold it just long enough to allow yourself to feel the ball of light inside you, filling you to feel that expansiveness. And then let the breath go. And on the next breath in, connect to that place of inner knowingness inside of you. This is the place inside of you that's always aware. I call it your silent witness. It's the place listening to the sound of my voice, not judging, not thinking, it's just aware. It's that place inside that is uniquely you. And as you let out the next breath, let out anything that no longer serves you, but stay connected to that silent witness. Where do you feel this place of inner knowingness inside you right now? Wherever that place is for you, I invite you to shift your ball of healing energy and light to that place now. Connect that healing energy to your place of inner knowingness. And then let the breath fall away again. But keeping that ball of light at that place of inner knowingness inside you. And on the next breath in, follow the breath to wherever it is that you moved your ball of energy and healing light. Bring all your attention to that place of inner knowingness, and allow that energy and that warmth and that inner knowingness to bond, to become one. Feel the shift, the warmth inside you as this bond forms, as every cell in your body is aware of you being connected to your own unique healing energy. And know that anytime you need to find this connection, you can use your breath to guide you that place, to fill you with that healing light, to connect to that deep core of power and truth and love inside you. And on the next breath in, I invite you to move your ball of light along with your silent witness to your heart center. Bring all your awareness to your heart. Feel the heat and the energy of the light swirling inside you, connecting with your heart space, warming your heart, awakening your passions, your hopes, your dreams, your desires. And allow those feelings to expand with each breath in. And continue to allow each out-breath to release any thought or feelings that no longer serve you right now. And on your next in-breath, from that place of your heart center, connected with your silent witness, silently ask yourself, what is my heart's desire? What is this goal that I care about? And allow yourself to just be silent as you observe what arises for you in that response and how it makes you feel. What is my heart's desire? Then allow yourself to remember, what is your goal? What is your resolution? Allow that to fill you up inside, to pick up the energy that's in that ball of light. Connect to that silent witness part of you that is determined to make this happen for yourself. And from that place of inner knowingness, deep in your heart, allow your heart to just feel the gratitude for all that's coming your way. Allow the energy and the warmth from your heart to expand with gratitude, knowing that your goal is being delivered to you. What does that gratitude feel like? Isn't it amazing to know that what you want is coming into your life right now? Doesn't it feel fabulous to know that you're in control and you're the one who can make this happen for you? Doesn't gratitude fill your heart and your soul with love for everything in your life? Allow that feeling of gratitude to fill your entire chest. Feel that ball of energy grows as you give emotion to that feeling of gratitude. Till that warmth and energy fills your heart, expands into your chest fully throughout your entire body. And gratitude is spilling over, so that anyone looking from you from the outside would see your body radiating with the energy of gratitude. Allow yourself to feel this gratitude as if your goal has already been achieved and you are basking in the warmth and faith and knowledge for what you have accomplished. Allow yourself to feel gratitude for all the trials and tribulations that you went through to get there, knowing that you stuck with it, that you didn't give up. And now on your next breath in, take a really deep breath. Fill your whole soul with that. And sigh it all out. Release that gratitude out into the world, knowing that that energy is swirling and spinning and going out into space and time, sending vibrations that are going to resonate with the right people, attracting the right activities, creating the right mindset in your life to accomplish your goals. And on your next breath in, bring your attention back inwards. Drop it into your heart center. Bring your ball of energy back with you. Connect it back to your inner knowingness, your silent witness. And remind yourself that in addition to gratitude for things that are coming your way, our goals and resolutions also require our action. So allow your ball of energy and your inner knowingness and all of your attention to drop from your heart center down into your power center, located in your diaphragm, your solar plexus area. Bring your ball of energy and attention down to that power area to take a deep, energetic, cleansing breath, feeling that area with a sense of power, with a sense of warmth and energy, and your own internal sense of who you are and your core strength, your core sense of power, your confidence. Bring it all down into your power center. And on your next in-breath, silently ask yourself, what are the actions that I commit to today to achieve my goals? And allow yourself to go silent for a moment and listen to your response. What are the actions I commit to taking today to achieve my goals? And when you feel complete in that response, ask yourself, when do I commit to taking these actions today? And allow yourself to listen for the response. And now take a deep cleansing breath in. Breathe that intention all the way down into your power center. Let it sink deeply into your being. Allow it to integrate with your heart, your mind, and every cell in your body. I will watch the time, and I invite you to breathe that intention all the way in to every aspect of your being. I'll watch the time, and I'll invite you to return back at the sound of my voice when it's time to return. And now, gently bring your awareness back to the sound of my voice. Take another moment to feel gratitude for the answers you received and the support you feel from your inner wisdom, your silent witness. On your next breath out, just sigh it all out. Let go of all the thoughts. Have faith in your inner knowingness to remind you throughout the day of the intentions you just set. Allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Bring your attention back to your body. Bring small movements to your hands and your feet. And gently rotate your wrist and your ankles. Stretch slightly. Gently bring your hands together and rub them back and forth to generate some heat. Bring your hands up to cover your eyes and allow the warmth to bless yourself. Feel gratitude for what you just did. Gently open your eyes and deepen your breath. Bring movement back to your body and begin to notice the sounds around you. Be aware of the chair you're sitting in, the room around you, your greater environment that you're in. And take one more really deep, slow, cleansing breath in. And then let it all out real fast, just to release any remaining tension or thoughts. And now you are fully back in the present moment. You did excellent. Doing this meditation every day for 5 minutes in the morning will set your intention. It will further your resolve. It will reprogram your mind as if what you want has already accomplished. That is a critical part of keeping your resolutions over time. Let's briefly walk through the 4 parts to this meditation so you can understand the science behind the process. First, we took a few quick minutes to quiet the mind and the body. We did that by focusing on our breath and drawing our attention inward. When you calm down the rational mind, you make it easier to deeply embed the programming into your subconscious mind that you need to accomplish your goal, which makes the next 2 steps like a self-hypnosis technique that you can use anytime. But you have to calm the rational mind first, the conscious mind. So after we did that, we dropped our awareness into our heart center. We did a gratitude meditation. Gratitude provides two critically important benefits required for you to achieve your goal. First, it floods your system with all those good endorphins that come with accomplishing something important. Those good endorphins, those good feelings, those chemicals running through your body help anchor the programming into your subconscious. It reminds your subconscious of what you want. And when you can anchor a thought of what you want with a chemical signature that comes with a positive emotion, you embed that programming deeper. Secondly, feeling gratitude as if we have already achieved the goal. And it's important that you feel gratitude as if the goal was already achieved. Primes your subconscious for accepting the positive outcome you want. And it reprograms any of the negative, disempowering beliefs that can get in the way of accomplishing your goal. Your subconscious has no awareness of time. That function only exists in the conscious, rational mind. So doing gratitude work as if it has already happened is an important part of getting your subconscious to accept the outcome and to put you in the right frame of mind to go through the day with that confident sense of knowing that what you're doing is actually making a difference. So by programming your subconscious with the belief that the goal has already been achieved, it's providing you powerful incentives to do the work every day, even when you don't feel like it. And it provides the confirmation so that as you see the results showing up, it further confirms what the subconscious believes and then further incents you and urges you onward to the next step. So gratitude work has been scientifically proven to be an important part of goal achievement. Then, in the next step, we turn from gratitude to setting our intention for action. We drop down into our power center, that place inside of us where grit and determination and courage and passion exist. And we integrated our desire to take action into all aspects of our being. This will strengthen your resolve throughout the day, and it'll help keep you on task and take action when your resolve starts to dip. And if your resolve does start to dip, take 60 seconds and drop into your power center and reignite that integration step. It will strengthen your resolve, and continue to do that over and over throughout the day. And I guarantee you it will create a stronger sense of confidence and power and grit in terms of sticking to your intention. Over time, day after day after day, your resolve will grow for whatever your goals are. And then in the final step, step four, we integrated that our intentions into our body and we returned our focus back to the room so we can go out into the world and take action and do the work that you're meant to do today. Until you can come back to the center, come back to the present moment, and bring those intentions with you into the present moment, you won't be successful in keeping your resolve throughout the day. So it's an important step in transitioning from the meditation back into your day. I personally have used this same guided meditation that I developed for myself that I just taught you here to accomplish my goals for the past several years. And I can say without any hesitation that I wouldn't be here speaking to you today without this process. This is a critical process. I do this every single morning. It sets my intention for the day. It reminds me of what's important to me, so I keep that front and center, and it strengthens my resolve to take the right actions to keep moving forward. So with that, I'm going to close out this recording. I wish you great success. Please feel free to download this meditation to your portable device. Feel free to share it in its entirety with others. And in closing, just to remind you, my name is Margaret Mills. I'm with Global Movement Makers and Luminarium, which is the science to illuminate your mind. You can find me on the web at www.globalmovementmakers.com or luminarium.com. And today, I wish you all things wonderful, and I wish you a fantastic day. Thank you.